We're live.
Just dropped my car
off at the shop.
Yeah.
To get some work done.
I can't believe that I every time your car.
I'm getting its surgery to become a limo.
Is it going to be a totally Fiat limo? Like a bunch of Fiat midsections? Because you could like.
Yeah.
Switch it up. You could have like a Honda Fit in there, a Kia Soul. Right. You know,
well, it used to be a Fiat was a Fiat and a Kia Soul was a Kia Soul.
But now,
these days, because of the culture, a Fiat could have Kia Soul parts. And sometimes you get in a Kia Soul and you're like, this is a Fiat in the middle.
Yeah.
You know? And you didn't even realize till you got inside.
Did you know that?
Till you drove it off the lot.
If an Uber picks you up and that's the case, it's legally defensible to kill the driver out of panic. Fiat panic.
And it's actually still called Transpanic.
Oh, it's still called Transpanic, yeah. I was just trying to be, like, a little more PC, sorry. But, like, yeah,
sure.
I guess that, you know, that's not what we do here on the Girl God Experience. We talk about the real shit.
Yeah. Although I actually have made, I've made a decision about my car troubles.
Yeah.
I've come to an emotional conclusion, which is that historically, okay, so for some backstory for our listeners, I bought this car. This is super interesting and everyone's gonna love it. I bought this car like 2 years ago almost, and it's basically been a piece of junk from day one. And Grace and I, we drove it down from San Francisco to LA. When I bought it, I was driving it back home, all the way, it was coming all the way from Seattle. And when we were on the way back home from day
maybe
one,
20 minutes out of San Francisco.
Yeah, 20 minutes into the drive.
It broke down and then we were stuck in this like weird suburb.
Oh my God.
And this.
Wait, can we just, will you just keep it rolling? I think Adam's going to shit, and I knew she would do this as soon as we started. Just leave it rolling. This will take me 10 seconds.
Okay.
Be right back.
I have a deep regret about April's car. I feel kind of, like, responsible for it because I was car shopping with her. And there was like a Nissan Altima she could have gotten. There was like some sort of Ford, like much more reasonable cars to buy than a Fiat. And honestly, I was pretty coked out and I was like, you gotta buy the Fiat, dude. The Fiat looks sick. It was, it's yellow. April probably wishes I didn't say what color her car is. But she's not going to be listening to this. So I think it'll be fine. No, there's a lot of yellow Fiats. And I didn't even tell, like, it's a special, well, actually, okay. But I really was like, you gotta get, like, this is the one cool car we've looked at that's in your price range. And I kind of have a history of being like, when I'm car shopping with people, getting them to pick the cool color over the better car. And I think, you know, I think that's something that, you know, in the future I'm going to try not to do. In the future, I'm really going to try not to do that. I guess, like, April, from her perspective, doesn't really think I'm the reason she got that car. But I from my memory is I really got her to go that direction. So I'm grateful that she doesn't, like, blame me for it. But, like, I think I got her to buy this horrific car. And the AC doesn't work. And it would cost like $1,500 to fix that. But also her dad's friend sold it to her.